A current Scientologist is not simply a representative of a religious system. This person is an image bearer created by God with relationships, responsibilities, hopes, fears, convictions, and a personal story. Christian ministry must begin with respect. Respect does not mean pretending that Christianity and Scientology teach the same message. It means speaking truthfully without mockery, manipulation, or hostility. A current Scientologist may be deeply committed to Scientology. The person may value its language of spiritual freedom, personal responsibility, communication, knowledge, or advancement. Scientology may also be connected to friendships, employment, marriage, family, or community belonging. Do not assume that every Scientologist believes or experiences everything in exactly the same way. Ask questions and allow the person to describe personal beliefs. You might ask, what has Scientology meant to you? What have you found most valuable in its teachings? How do you understand spiritual freedom? Listen carefully to the answers. Do not listen merely to prepare an argument. Listen because the person matters. Christian leaders should also be transparent. We do not approach the conversation from a supposedly neutral position. We openly confess that the triune God has revealed himself through scripture and Jesus Christ. You might say, I am approaching this as a Christian. I believe that God created us, that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and that salvation is received through grace. Would you be comfortable discussing how that differs from Scientology? Permission communicates respect. It gives the other person freedom to participate, disagree, pause, or end the conversation. Avoid treating every interaction as an opportunity to force a gospel presentation. Healthy Christian witness includes kindness, hospitality, honest friendship, prayer, service, and patient conversation. 1 Peter 3:15 teaches Christians to be prepared to give a reason for their hope, but to do so with gentleness and respect. Gentleness is not weakness, it is strength submitted to Christ. Respect also requires appropriate boundaries. Do not ask for confidential Scientology materials. Do not impersonate someone interested in joining. Do not conduct COVID investigations. Do not pressure a person to disclose private information. A Christian may clearly disagree with Scientology while defending the Scientologist's freedom of conscience. The goal is not to win control over the conversation. The goal is to bear faithful witness to Jesus Christ. Christians proclaim the gospel, but the Holy Spirit brings conviction and new birth. We cannot manufacture conversion through pressure, fear, or clever techniques. Serve current Scientologists as neighbors. Speak accurately. Ask permission. Listen patiently. Be honest about your Christian convictions. Trust God with the outcome.